Thank you for listening to this episode of Courtside Indiana podcast. Please hit the subscribe or add button on your podcast app to get them delivered straight to your phone, tablet, or desktop. As always, we'd appreciate a rating and review, and you can reach us directly on our Courtside Indiana Twitter at CourtsideIND. Welcome to Courtside Indiana podcast. I am Jim Reamer. We are joined by Zach Tyler, Patrick Woolley, Kyler Staley. Dominique is joining us, we think, later, right, Zach?
Yeah, I think he'll be good.
Kids are trying to get kids to bed. I'm telling you, man, the whole eBay thing works out real well. Get your curbside delivery, curbside pickup.
There we go.
It's like ordering UPS to come to your door. We are going to pick our semi-state teams and then our who we think is going to win. And we're going to talk a little bit about a lot of the matchups, maybe not all of them, maybe not even most of them, but the ones that intrigue us. Reviewing last week, we pretty tight. I think we all did pretty well in the regionals. I mean, I won with 25. Patrick was last with 22. So Zach had 24 and then Kyler and Dominic had 23. So I would say we all did pretty well. Patrick bringing up the rear, pulled two out of three. Correct. So that's a good show by everybody. That was about what we did too. Zach won the sectionals. He got two out of every three, right? Ish. Just under. So not bad.
Mr. 1A over there.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got it. Yeah. Yeah, he did get 12 right. Yeah, Kyler, we talked for the regionals, I didn't get any 1A game wrong. Dominic only missed one. So that was pretty good. And then 3A, you only missed one, Kyler, but there was three of us that only missed one. There's Dominic. Or a stranger. Oh, it's Dominic. There we go. I didn't have my window up.
I made it.
We haven't started yet.
We're just
explaining
finishing
how
up.
We're doing
go
it.
Ahead
so
and
basically,
tell us your picks. Oh.
Yeah. So basically, we got to tell Dominic the rules. Dominic, you got to pick.
Wait a minute. Dominique. What are we talking about? Good night.
Yeah.
I show up late one time and I can't even remember my name.
Nope.
And you are? You.
Yeesh.
Over.
All right. So what you're doing is you're picking basically the championship game. So you're saying Fisher's over Fort Wayne Wayne, for example.
Got it.
That means you're picking Fort Wayne Wayne to win the first game. You're picking Fishers to win both of their games. So there's a total of 3 points per play per semi-state. So, all right, let's get going. 1A. What are our matchups here? I got to get back to this window here. Liberty Christian. If we go 1A North, Liberty Christian versus Marquette Catholic. Elkhart Christian versus Fort Wayne Canterbury. I'm looking forward to the Canterbury Christian or Liberty Christian matchup as a possible matchup. I think we've all been on Fort Wayne Canterbury. Well, most of us have been on Fort Wayne Canterbury from the very beginning. They look like they're playing some of their best basketball, and they are both those teams, I think, come in very prepared. Canterbury, of course, has got Tucker Day. They got three other kids that are Homestead products, you know, that come in playing, you're used to playing 4A competition. And it's Javon Lewis, right?
No, Devin Lewis.
Devin Lewis, man.
Jeez.
Getting all my Lewis's confused up there.
Easy on like, baby J's a Wayne kid.
That's right, yeah. That's right. And that's a good group, Dominique, right? We both have been on them from the very beginning, and not that we're alone, but
yeah, absolutely.
But they're 1-5 start the year. We're like, yeah, they're still going to be really good. And here they are. And then Liberty Christian, so three freshman guards, they have done the job. You know, and they are – every challenge is something new for them. This is – none of them have experienced this. So, but I'm going with Canterbury over Canterbury over Liberty Christian in the 1A North Final. Who wants to go next with any explanations?
Let me go with – let me just jump in here and go with Canterbury real quick. I'm done playing around and picking with my heart and all that. I'm going with my head. I'm going to win this week. I'm going with Canterbury.
Over
Elkhart Christian. And then
– No. And again, we're just picking the championship game. So if you pick Canterbury, we already know you picked them over Elkhart. Who are they going to beat in the championship game?
Liberty Christian.
There we go. Okay.
You're off the Christian schools this week?
Yep. Well, Canterbury is technically Christian.
Sticking to the private schools.
That's about
all right, Kyler.
Yeah.
That's all we have left, right?
I'm going to go with I'm going to go with Liberty Christian over Canterbury.
Okay.
Dominique, I don't know about you, but Liberty Christian really impressed me last weekend. Really like those guards. They're going to be really, really good, and they got some pretty solid pieces around them as well. So I like the way that they pressured. What was it, Seton Catholic? I really like that, and they're quick, quick team. Got some athleticism. So I don't know. I kind of like them to beat Canterbury.
Zach, then Dominique, because I want to ask Dominique a question when it's his turn.
Yep.
All about the privates.
Well,
you're up, Zach.
You got to pick, Zach.
All right.
We don't care about your privates.
So. Oh, sorry. Yeah, Aiden Hibbert, I mean, he's been playing really well for Elkhart Christian. Really well.
Okay.
Senior guard. Marquette Catholic, I think their time's running out here. They're pretty young. They'll definitely be back again soon. I don't think they have a senior on that team that does much. I haven't seen Liberty Christian, so I can't speak on them. Do they have any size at all?
Not a ton of size, but they're really athletic. They have one kid that's, I don't know, Kyle. I saw that funky roster we had. What was that, the 6-01 or whatever it said on the rosters for the height.
Oh yeah.
But I think one kid's maybe 6'4" or so, but pretty long, pretty athletic. But I would say they have a ton.
6'04".
Yeah, 6'04".
Okay, cool. I'm gonna go Canterbury against Liberty Christian in the championship, Michigan City, Saturday night. I'm gonna stick with Canterbury though in this one.
Okay, who'd you pick? All we're worried about is who you pick in the championship game. So
yep. I said Canterbury over Liberty Christian.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Dominique?
Yeah, I'm going to go Canterbury over Liberty. I do think after watching Liberty, I do think it's going to be tough, you know, with the pressure they put on. Seton Catholic really folded kind of in that fourth quarter. They had a lot of turnovers and things like that. And I think that pressure can get to Canterbury too a little bit. But I do think Canterbury will ultimately get the win. They got more size than Liberty. And I mean, they got four kids who are, you know, play 4A ball, you know, so I'm going with Canterbury over Liberty.
So basically it's Devin Kelly, who's the senior. And then it's the three freshmen, Ty Wayne Fuller, TJ English and Kendrick Martin. Can those guys, I mean, I know you and I both especially have picked Canterbury to win it. Can those guys create enough havoc defensively against what Canterbury's backcourt is?
I mean, yeah, I think they can. I definitely think they can, but I still think Canterbury's going to come out there with the win.
Yeah, there were a couple games this year that I did stream that Canterbury did struggle a little bit with athleticism.
Yeah. Yeah, because I
Yeah.
mean, Tucker Day is going to be the most, the biggest physical presence on the floor with his size and then his athleticism and his length, but he's not, he's obviously not bringing the ball up the court.
No.
So yeah, like I said, I definitely think that could be an issue for sure. I'm not sure I've seen Canterbury go against a real serious pressure and press like that. So not exactly sure how they handle it, but I'm just going to go with my gut and say Canterbury.
What any teams that they played? I mean, they play Fort Wayne Wayne. Any teams though, that they played, Fort Wayne North,
They hung with Lures,
Lures,
yeah.
that bring that kind of pressure.
Lures did that.
And that's a 2-point loss to what we
Without
thought
the
was
Homestead kids.
without the Homestead kids. And that's,
Yeah.
I mean, that's, they've lost one game since the turn of the calendar. No, that's not true. They've lost one game since January, which I guess is technically a turn of a calendar, but
They lost four games since the turn of the calendar.
yeah, they've lost four games since in 2024, but I didn't look high enough on that list as I was going up it.
I would say New Haven probably put some pressure on. I would assume they lost to them by
Yeah,
12.
that's actually kind of a bad loss, but
Yeah, New.
that's their only hiccup.
Yeah. So they've faced some teams that put some pressure. Like I said, Lures definitely did. And I know New Haven does. Outside of that, I'm not too sure. I'm not sure if like when they play, like Wayne doesn't usually pick up and pressure like that, but they might have against Canterbury. I'm not sure. So.
All right. One, I just saw Patrick's message in our Slack. 1A South, we've got, like, get there. We've got Greenwood Christian versus Bethesda Christian. We've got Bar Reeve versus Evansville Christian.
Big time, semi-state.
Patrick,
Yes, sir.
are you sticking with the privates?
Jeez.
Pause. Let me go with. Let me go. But are we doing both games and then
No,
championship?
you just say who's going to win the semi-state and who they're going to beat.
Evansville Christian's going to beat Bethesda Christian.
There we go. Now, if there's any of those three games, the championship game that's implied, or the two semifinal games that you want to talk about, then by all means, go for it.
I mean, Bethesda Christian hasn't lost a game since January 6th at Tipton. They went to Greenwood Christian and won 40-26. They've got a couple good wins here. I think their schedule is just a little too much.
So you picked Bethesda over Evansville.
No.
Or,
I picked
oh,
Evansville over Bethesda,
there we
but
go. Okay, my
Bethesda
bad.
over Greenwood.
Okay.
And I think Evansville Christian just has a little bit too much size, and they got a potential Indian All-Star.
Yeah, I mean
Yeah.
they'll have the best player on the floor.
Has anyone seen Bar Reef?
I have
Well, they
not.
just nobody's seen
Among
him. They
us,
just keep
no.
winning, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, I've not believed in them all year, so why am I? I'm not going to start now. They got your
Anyways.
picture up in the locker room.
They do. Josh, ja, Coach Thompson's got our. This guy hates us.
He
I mean,
doesn't know.
I just don't know much about what they have. I mean, they definitely, I don't.
Naps and wagglers and
they've got winners, that's what they got.
I got winners. That's Coach Thompson's going to second that right there. There's some stats.
They breed
All right.
winners down there.
They do have a cut. They have one, two, three wagglers.
Told you.
They got a Nep. They got a Yoder. A Graber.
Jeez, Westview
Goodness
South.
gracious.
You know what
Westview
they got.
South.
Yeah, can
That's
we
right.
set up a Westview versus Bar Reeve game sometime next year?
Yeah, this
No.
is. I mean, I wouldn't. I would feel bad about it, except they call one of their games the Buggy Bowl, so I'm
Yeah.
not gonna be
Who's
too.
that against? Is that Lagodi or?
Lagoda, yeah.
Oh, I love that. That's some Southern Indiana things right there.
First 1-30 gets the win.
God, they do have a gaggle. They've got a gaggle of wagglers. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Evansville Christian over Bethesda as well. I liked Evansville Christian when I seen them on stream earlier in the year with their they got a lot of size for a 1A team, and obviously Josiah Dunham. I think they do they have a 6'8" kid,
They do 6'7".
6'7", and another kid that's what in the 6'4" range or 5'6", or no.
I just remember them having one. I just
Okay.
remember them having the big kid that could at least look Sisley in the eye
Yeah.
when they played to start the year.
And they've played a tough schedule. See, I'm going with Evansville Christian.
You know, they played Jeffersonville that last game of the year, and you know, they were up by one or down one at halftime and ended up losing, but they dropped in the rankings. But I mean, hell, look where Jeffersonville's at now.
Yeah, stuff like that doesn't make sense. I mean,
They dropped in the rankings, you said?
Yep.
well, yeah,
Oh.
they lost, so that evidently that matters. I mean, stuff like
That
that's
matters.
just lose to Jeffersonville.
That's bad,
Who
yeah.
cares? I mean, that's like a non-issue, unless they just got blitzed, but they didn't. I'm going Bethesda Christian over Evansville Christian.
Malaga. Well, is it Malaga or no?
Yeah, Malaga, yeah.
He was hurt earlier in the year, right?
They had to have something going on. I don't They definitely weren't full strength, and it might have been him. But I mean, they've got two kids that lead them in scoring. They've got Sam Malaga, who I've seen play quite a bit, Luke Douglas, who I've not seen really much at all. Then there are other seniors, Cooper Jackson. I mean, they I mean that's their those are the three top scorers, and then they've got decent balance behind them.
Well, heck, I guess those games that they lost early, I mean, even with Malaga, you probably wouldn't expect them to beat most of those teams. I mean, Danville,
Westfield, yeah,
Westfield,
Garen,
Garen, New Paul,
Newpal.
Tipton. I mean,
I mean, it's just
that's.
a killer schedule. And again, they've not lost since January 6th at Tipton. That's what Patrick said. So
Beat Park Tudor.
Yep.
beat Greenwood Christian at Greenwood Christian by double
Yeah.
figures.
Held them at 26, yeah.
Terre Haute South.
I mean, it's just an impressive resume for a 1A team. And I mean, Evansville, don't get me wrong, Evansville Central's played a good schedule as well.
Christian. Christian,
Them
yeah.
too. Did I say Central?
Yeah.
Oh crap, I picked and then I clicked on Evansville Central. Good Lord. Yeah, Evansville Christian's played a good schedule too. Now most of it's early. I guess they did get beat pretty bad by Jeffersonville, but that's still not.
But he said they were up one or down one at half, so it was like it
Yes,
wasn't
it was
like a.
close at half.
And I did Jack Minter play when they played Brownstown? Was he still out? He
No, he
was
was
out.
out.
But they beat Scottsburg.
That's still a good win over Brownstown without Jack, though.
It is. And they
I mean, they
beat
beat
Terre Haute
Brownsburg.
North.
That was the infamous Did He Travel game.
Yeah. What,
Was that the
Brownstown?
Brownstown? Yeah, I remember that.
The force. Five, four, five steps, and then shoot.
Easy. Kyler, who you
Oh.
got?
Oh.
I'm gonna go with Evansville Christian over Greenwood Christian.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've been kind of doubting Greenwood Christian all state tournament, and they just keep winning. So I'm at least gonna put them in the championship here. But I really like Evansville Christian a lot. I've always really, really liked Josiah Dunham, and we talked about the size already. So I think that, kind of going ahead, I think they're primed for a state championship win too. So.
Kyler, you picked him to win the regional.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh.
Atta boy.
He's got a little
Well
birdie in
then,
his ear.
I don't
good
know.
job.
I don't know. I keep hearing about Max Boer. He's just popping off.
Hearing a
Well,
lot about him?
your Lutheran pick over in the sectionals wasn't. That's a good pick. I mean, that just didn't work out that way.
Not
I mean,
that pick.
Yeah, that's not a bad pick at all. Not like
Well, I'm giving them a win here, but you
nobody,
know,
nobody
I
picking a
didn't.
defending 1A champ with pretty much everybody back is as downing, as downing a school. So
Except I didn't do that, but that's fine.
I know it. Zach, who you taking?
You know what? I'm liking
No,
Bar.
tell us.
I'm liking Bethesda over Bar Reeve.
Oh, look at that.
Dang, I thought you were gonna pick Bar Reeve.
I'm really. I want too bad, but
Do it.
I'm liking that Bar. My Bar Reeve boys down there.
So you're sticking with that?
Sticking with that.
All right. 2A. We've got 2A North, the Fighting Cheesems, North Judson versus Wapahani, Wabash versus Fort Wayne Blackhawk. That game's been delayed 2 weeks. Instead of playing it in the sectionals, playing it in the semi-state. Let's go with Dominique. Who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go Blackhawk over Wapahani. And I do think that Wabash Blackhawk game would be a good one. I know Wabash has a couple multiple kids who can score it. And I watched Blackhawk against LCC, and they kind of started off slow, real slow. And but they definitely turned around. Kellen Pickett started going and the guys started going, but I do think that could be a close one there, Wabash and Blackhawk, but I'm going to go Blackhawk, and I think Wapahani will roll over North Judson, the Fighting Cheesems, and I'm going to go Blackhawk.
Yeah, I'm doing the same. I don't know that. I think that Blackhawk play is probably a better overall defensive team than what Tipton was. I think Tipton exhausted a lot of their resources by putting Carpenter on Andrews. I do think that took him out of a lot of things he did that he does well, which I discussed on the earlier pod this week. I think Blackhawks got more options here. Now Tipton gets pretty small other than Carpenter. They do get pretty small. And I mean, I know they've got the 6'2", the 6'4", 6'3" senior, but he was never put in a position to guard at Andrews or Camden Bell. I think Blackhawks are a little bit bigger. They've got more options that way, and they're not going to have to exhaust Pickett on effectively what is Wapahani's best player. Now, last year he did that guarding Joey Hart in the state finals, but again, they had more defensive options behind him. They're not as big as they were last year, of course, but
I do think they're going to put Pickett on Andrews
you think so?
at some, well, I mean, at some point, if not right away. I know, like I said, when I was at the Snyder game, he guarded Quaylen Clopton. He's their best scorer.
Yeah.
And he's like 6'1" or 6'2". He's a lot quicker than Andrews
Yeah.
off the dribble, getting to the rim. But you know, Andrews obviously shoots it a lot better. So I think they could. I mean, what else does Wapahani have? They got a couple of their guy kids that can really
Well, Camden Bell,
Yeah,
been
Camden
their
Bell's
stuff.
pretty good.
he's been their
Yeah.
second guy all year.
6'1". How tall is he? About 6'1".
6'1".
Okay, because yeah, they could have one of their other guards. I do think at some point, if not right away, I do think they're gonna put Pickett on Andrews just to kind of have that length out there on. It's hard to shoot over him, and Pickett can certainly move his feet and keep in front as well.
Yeah, I think the way Tipton executed on screens with Andrews was I mean, pretty flawless. I thought they did an outstanding job. Again, we talked about that. I talked about that on our earlier pod this week. But I think that you can go no help on a guy and doesn't have to be your best
Yeah.
defender. It can be one of your worst ones, as long as they're good at getting through screens. I mean, again, it's stuff I've done in the past from a coaching perspective, where there's guys that I've had that if their guy catches the ball, they're on skates and they're in trouble. Especially somebody as talented as maybe a kid that I'm talking about putting them on. But getting through screens and not letting them catch and completely focused on the no catch at all, no help, no catch. Don't even worry about the ball. I think that could be a lot of guys. I mean, Tipton, that could have been, that could have been Jackson Money or Quigley. I don't know that it had to be Grady Carpenter. It's just a lot of resources exhausted when you're just trying to make sure he doesn't catch the ball. There's other ways to do that. It's less to be a kid that can get through screens though. And you're going to have to execute as well as Tipton did off the ball in helping Carpenter. So I don't know. It'd be interesting. You think it's going to be Pickett or at least for part of it. I
Yeah,
can.
I didn't think about like if they're running them off a bunch of screens, because like when I watched the Snyder game, they weren't bringing Clopton off a ton of screens. It was more just catching and going
Yeah.
type of stuff. But I do think at some point they're gonna have him on Andrews.
I mean, they're bringing Andrews off a lot of double screens,
Yeah.
double downs, floppy action. They're bringing him through a lot of stuff. And you think about him guarding Joey Hart. Almost everything Hart was doing last year in the state finals game was off isolation stuff. Was moving him through one or two screens, maybe. Not even double screens, but moving him through early action into isolations. And Pickett was obviously very good in that environment. And I'm not saying he's not good at getting through screens. I'm just saying that I think there's, if they got another kid who can get through screens, that's who I would put on Andrews
Yeah.
to lock him down and let Pickett kind of roam.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Zach?
Yeah. I've doubted Wapahani quite a bit. Obviously, it picked Tipton last week, which is not a bad thing, right? If we're talking.
I think we all picked Tipton.
Yeah.
Yes, we all picked Tipton.
I like Pickett, like Andrews. I just know more about Blackhawk. How do you go best player in this situation? Is Pickett the best player? Is
He is.
I
He's
would
the
say
best. He's the
yes.
best talent for sure.
Right.
No,
That's
if, I mean,
probably.
that's just is.
Yep.
Not to
Yep.
say that, not to say Andrews or Bell couldn't go off and
Oh,
have another great game, but
right. No, exactly. I think I'm gonna go Wapahani in this one.
okay,
Wapahani over
cool.
Blackhawk.
All right. Not letting him back in Fort Wayne.
Nope.
Patrick, who you got?
Yeah, you all are making this too overcomplicated. It's Blackhawk over Wapahani. I mean, Blackhawk's schedule has prepared him for this. They've got the best player. They've been there before. They've got the experience. Give me Blackhawk.
Got to talk about some of these games now.
Yeah, I was gonna say I had to mix it up. I can't be
I like the
picking all the same
matchups.
ones.
I like talking matchups and how they're going to guard stuff because, I mean, Wapahani, no offense to any of these other schools, Wapahani is going to be the best, one of the best coach teams, period. Again, that's no slight. I mean, we had both Coach Roth and Coach Luce on in the summer, yeah, for a reason. And this is that game. But as much as Wapahani executes, it is interesting to going to be interesting to see how Blackhawk counteracts that. Kyler?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with Fort Wayne Blackhawk over Wapahani. Again, I hate to go against my guy Isaac Andrews.
You
But
know, though, he dropped the headband. He doesn't wear the headband anymore.
doesn't wear the headband anymore. Man,
No.
I'm a little disappointed to hear that, Isaac, but
Right? Yeah.
hopefully you bring that back this weekend.
Jeff listens. Jeff might get a note to Isaac telling that none of us picking him to get beat again. And but the headband,
Easy.
yeah.
I didn't pick him to get beat.
Yeah, please tag me on Twitter with a pic with his headband on, please. I want to see
There we
that,
go.
right? But yeah, you talk about a program that knows how to win. It's Blackhawk, so Kellen Pickett's a stud, so I'm gonna go with them. I like their team a little bit better.
All right, Patrick, Park Tudor, Brownstown, Park Heritage, Forest Park. What do you got? 2A South.
Well, not the parks. Is that
No
narrowed down?
parks. No parks.
No parks.
No parks.
I'm
Is
going
that
Brownstown Central over Park Heritage.
Parquet Heritage? Parquet?
Yes,
It's
Parquet
French.
Heritage.
French, yes.
Give a Park Heritage no shot.
Man, I'm
Not enough size.
Brownstown is too much, man.
You're not giving Park Tudor any. You're not giving no Park Tudor can't. You don't think they can create enough chaos?
Nope.
Okay.
Don't make
Nope.
it complicated,
Yeah,
Patrick says.
they can
No.
create a little bit of chaos.
I'm in it to win it this week. It's short,
I
simple.
was
It's
gonna say
Brownstown.
we better be after the taking last.
Short and simple. Last week was like, yeah, Christian school, pick 'em. Christian school, pick 'em. Christian school,
Yeah,
pick
'cause
'em.
I was just
Yeah.
playing with y'all fools. Now I'm gonna try to win.
Oh,
Oh,
he's on the line
jeez.
now.
Yep. 1K.
I have often found the more work I put into this, the worse it gets. So if you're
Spreadsheets and
just now
stats. Let's
starting to
go.
get serious, I think we're in good shape.
Yep.
Kyler.
Yeah, I'm gotta go with Brownstown here. I am excited to see that we've got the Park Tudor Brownstown matchup. I thought Park Tudor was one of the few teams, on this side of the bracket that could maybe give Brownstown a little bit of trouble. I like Hudson Horvath, KJ Mark, and those guys. They're a low-key deep team as well. They can go pretty far on their bench from what I've seen. So I got Brownstown over Park Heritage in this one.
Dominique.
Yeah, I'm going Brownstown over Park Heritage. Like I said, I do think that's going to be a pretty good one though. Brownstown and Park Tudor. I think Park Tudor can hang around, but ultimately, I think Brownstown just too much. And then for Park Heritage, I think they're going to be too much. I mean, Park Heritage doesn't have much size at all. I don't think. Is that correct?
Yeah, I it's yeah, I mean Carter
Forest
Crum
Park
and
does not have any. They don't have much size
I mean they're about
either.
6'2", 6'3" kids basically.
Yeah.
But both
Yeah.
of them are long. I mean Carter Crum for a freshman seems I bet he's pulled down about 8, 9 rebounds a game. It seems like he's just always well, he is always around the basket. Doesn't seem like it. He just is.
Yeah.
And Harper Wren or Wren Harper, Harper Wren, one or the other. He's just super long and probably their best overall athlete, maybe. But yeah, that's it. That's their size.
Yeah, I think Brownstown's just got too much. Coby Hall is good to go.
Yes.
Yeah, seems to be.
Yeah. I think they'll roll in that championship game. They
I
could
mean,
roll against Park Tudor, but I think Park Tudor has a chance to make it interesting.
good to go. The plan was he was going to play. The inclination was that it wasn't his ankle that kept him from playing this past
Right.
weekend.
Right.
And that what did keep him with his foot is just super weird and super not an issue anymore.
Cool.
So you're going, oh, Zach.
Oh yeah, Brownstown over Park Heritage.
Mean, that's.
Sounds like that's the consensus here.
Yeah, that's I'm definitely going that route. I think that Brownstown Park Tudor game is think if Park Tudor again, it's if they can speed up the other dudes. Like when Brownstown played Carmel, Heyman fouled out midway through the fourth quarter. And then Brownstown jumped out to a 7-point lead in overtime, and Jack and Benner fouled out. And the look on coach, like I've said this before, the look on Coach Benner's face was, okay, crap, now what? And that's exactly how the rest of the game went. Now, the rest of the game was probably another 2.5, 3 minutes. But Carmel made it very interesting. And Chase Comer had to do everything at that point as far as perimeter, bring the ball up, as far as hitting shots. And he, I mean, literally saved their bacon. It seemed like he saved their bacon.
Man, it's Chase Coomer, man. I can't let you get away with that.
Could I call him Comer? Coomer. I think that Park Tudor, there's a scenario here where they bring enough and create enough havoc that they get Brownstown down, and it takes a Herculean effort by Benner to get them back in it, almost like what happened last year against Linton, where he really struggled the first half efficiency wise, and then the second half just started shooting from deeper out and hitting. I mean, he took a lot of shots that game to get them to climb back into it. But it wasn't enough. I mean, I still think Brownstown wins, and I don't see a scenario. I think the winner of that game wins the semi-state. I hate to put that on Park Heritage, but
I agree with
that's,
that.
yeah. You know, because I just, but then there's also been times I think of, what was it? Was it Tinley went down to, was it Bar Reeve the one year? And we
Oh my
thought, well,
gosh.
if Tinley can speed the game up and pressure them and put guys in position they're not used to being in, they might be, you know, it's gonna be a tough game. And then Bar Reeve scored 27 straight points or something like that.
They won by like 50, I think.
Yeah, it was not good. So, I mean, I don't think it's gonna be like that, but I could also see, you know, Brownstown, they get that thing in the half court. They're going to have all kinds of advantages because they're going to have size. They're going to be able to shoot over people. I'm anxious to see what Park Tudor does to Brownstown defensively, but I'm picking Brownstown over Park Heritage. But I don't think there's anything simple about it, though. So, all right, 3A North. If I can get back there. We've got Peru versus South Bend St. Joseph's. We've got Delta versus Fairfield. Zach, tell us why we need to worry about Fairfield.
Oh, Coach Derek Heinen, baby. He's got
Columbia
those boys.
City.
He's got those boys rolling.
Columbia City, right? Yep.
Yeah, Columbia City to Huntington to St. Francis to Fairfield. We're going St. Joe in this one over Delta. I think this is what everybody wants to see Saturday night. Logan Sport. We've got Chase Konecny, Jace Lee, Elijah King, Breshawn Woods. List goes on. Nick Shrewsbury, obviously. I think they're just going to be too much for Jackson Wars and Hood in this one. They St. Joe's are built for this. I think this year, their schedule took some licks early on, quite a few licks actually, but. By those bigger teams, like we've talked about all season, right? And they
Yep.
went after it and got it. Now here they are, ready to roll.
Kyler.
Yeah, I'm gonna go slight opposite of Zach. I'm gonna go Delta over St. Joe's. I think Delta is where we expect them to be right now. They're on a mission, but should be a good game Saturday night if that's what happens. So, but I gotta go with the Eagles.
Patrick.
Yeah, I'm going with St. Joe's Indians
No, Huskies.
Delta. And I mean, Zach is he's the expert up there, so he says St. Joe is good to go. This is a tough game to call, but they're rolling. I'm going South Bend, St. Joe's Indians over Delta.
Dominique, who you got?
They were the nothings all season.
And
No
they're the
problem.
Indians right now.
We had Detweiler on, right? On the
We did.
podcast. Another
Did.
one. Other one. Fairfield sneaky down there. They
Yeah,
I didn't think they'd
they're
get
sneaky.
past I didn't think they'd get out of the sectional, obviously with Northwood, and then I picked Knoll. That didn't work.
And none of us picked Fairfield, so no,
Yeah.
that's not true. No, yeah, none
I
of us
thought
picked
Peru's a little
Fairfield.
sneaky too. Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm gonna get to that.
I picked Peru. Travis. Give me Travis Smith.
But yeah, I'm gonna go South and St. Joe over Delta. Delta's well coached, Coach Detweiler. I'm actually watching that game right now, Delta and Concordia game. And yeah, they do some nice things. They play hard. They're, like I said, really well coached. But man, I just think Konecny and, like I said, Jace Lee, the athleticism they bring, plus the skill and the scoring with Konecny. They're gonna play. They're gonna press. Man, I'm going to stop in St. Joe over Delta.
I'm going Delta over South Bend St. Joe. Now, I do admit that South Bend St. Joe comes in a little bit more tested, and I think it's going to be a fantastic game. Kyler, to your point, I think it's odd. I think Peru is where we thought they would be maybe during the regular, like during the preseason. I don't know that we thought they'd be better than Mequinacqua necessarily, but they came in 12-10. That was definitely below expectations because they had a lot of guys back. Probably just getting used to a new coach, probably some adjustments. Once you get past sectional, the one game regional is kind of potluck. I definitely wouldn't have been surprised. If you'd told me at the beginning of the year Peru would be at a semi-state, I wouldn't have been surprised. But they did struggle during the year. They had a couple bad stretches, but Delta's right where we thought they'd be. South Bend St. Joe, I think, again, a team that we thought would be better in the north. I'm just going with Detweiler and the Delta Eagles, or is it the Golden Eagles?
Not the Golden Eagles, just the Eagles.
Just the Eagles. Yeah, it's look, Detweiler's gonna muck it up. And he is outstanding at pinpointing your weakness offensively, or pinpointing your strength offensively and eliminating it, and or at least reducing it. Now, if you're telling me South Bend St. Joe is gonna put backcourt pressure and try to create turnovers, and that ends up being a next factor. How many possessions can South Bend St. Joe create?
I mean, they are, right? That's what they do, Zach,
That's
right?
what they do. Yep.
I think Detweiler is going to be prepared for it. I think that all three guys, that we named, that Zach named. Hold on a second. And it's the third one. I
Hood
gotta.
and Wars, is that what you're talking about?
Hood, Wars. Forney, all those guys are good ball handlers. All of them. I mean, there's at both Forneys. There's just a lot of options there, and you've got dudes that are skilled that have been there. And Jackson Wars was on there. He's been a varsity kid since his freshman year.
Yeah, they were here last year.
Well, but he was hurt. That's the kicker. He didn't play last year.
Good.
So, and just a lot of, I think it's going to be hard to turn them over. It's always hard to turn over a Detweiler team. I mean, he had Union County clicking there for a long while he was down there, and just always so solid. But I mean, with this point of the year, they're all good games. So, but I'm going Delta over St. Joe. Patrick, 3A South, Guerin Catholic, Danville, Evansville, Bossy, Scottsburg.
Yeah, catch me at Seymour again this weekend.
Who's doing what to whom? Let's go.
Oh man, who's doing what? I'm going Guerin Catholic over Scottsburg. Let's see, Evansville Bossy, man, they're super tough with AP Mitchell coming in, big difference maker. I just feel like Scottsburg, that's their home away from home. They're going to be ready. They've been preparing for Bossy all week. And then what's going to happen, I feel like, in the next game is Scottsburg only plays five, maybe six tops. And they're going to have to turn around from a noon game and play at 7 o'clock against, maybe the best team in 3A. Guerin Catholic, they beat them last year, and I think they've got their number. It's just going to be too much for them this year. So I'm going Guerin Catholic over Scottsburg.
Tyler,
I'm gonna go with Guerin Catholic over Evansville Bossy. I'm loving what AP Mitchell has brought to Bossy and with Ray Hall. So I think they're going to get the upset win over Scottsburg, but Garen Catholic, they're looking for a repeat when it comes to making the state championship. So I like them, but shout out to Danville as well. They've had a great season so far.
Like, oh
Shout
yeah,
out.
hey,
But
it's
it
like, oh
ends
yeah, hey,
now.
Danville's here too.
Yeah. So,
Who's
yeah,
got the
no,
best record?
yeah.
They do have the best record.
So, Garen Catholic over Evansville Bossy.
Zach.
Two, I'm liking Garen still. I've been talking about them most of this tournament. 3A, Cherry and Sorensen. Moran's obviously. Like me
You're
some
the only
Bryson Cardinal.
one.
I'm the only one. Yep.
The only one on
Nobody
Garen
else.
Catholic.
Nobody else has
Nobody
talked about these
else has picked
guys.
him every single
Under the
time.
radar. Nobody knows them. I'm going Garen over. I'm just going to go Bossy also, I think.
Did predict Brebeuf to win the sectional, so I guess I'll shut up. So you're going Garen over Bossy?
Yep.
All right. Dominique?
Man, you look at 3A, I think coming into the year, or maybe even in the year, we're like, man, 3A, or at least in my head, I'm like, 3A, yeah. But now I'm looking at these teams, man, St. Joe, Delta, Garen, Danville, Bossy. So these are some good teams. Scottsburg, setting up to be a nice little state finals in 3A.
For the record, the coaches agreed with us, by the way. If you
What
recall the
happened?
conversations we had trying to figure out who we were going to have on,
Oh, right.
they all talked to a few of them, and even Detweiler was like, "You sure you want me on?" It's like, "Yeah, we do. We're good." Wolfie was like, "Yeah, Detweiler's a good choice to have him on."
yeah, I'm going Garen. I like what I see from Garen. I watched them earlier against Heritage Hills, and they didn't have Cherry at that time, but obviously he's back. Dylan Moran's Bryson Cardinal. The luck might be on their side after that finish against Brebeuf.
Yeah.
See, I'm going Garen. I'm having them over. Man, I was gonna go Bossy, but you guys are putting Bossy up there too. So I'm gonna go Scottsburg.
Okay. I'm going Garrett over Bossy.
That's one of the toughest games to call this
Yeah,
whole
true.
weekend, Bossy and Scottsburg. Right.
I agree with that. I 'cause it's not it's It's very much what you said. I don't think it's contrasting styles because I think Scottsburg likes to play up tempo. But it is the depth issue. And I think they've got with AP Mitchell at Bossy that I think Bossy's got a chance to do some things differently that they've been really good at for the last month and a half now. I mean, AP Mitchell definitely changes them. I think Garen Catholic is just got a lot of answers. I mean, they play. I know the beginning of the year when Cherry was hurt, they were playing three freshmen quite a bit, two of them especially quite a bit.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I haven't seen them in February, so I don't know who's still playing, who's still getting large minutes. But that's really enabled them to build depth. And if we talked about it with Liberty Christian, I think it's okay to pin this on Garen Catholic too. Are there going to be times where it might be a little too much for the freshman? Could be. But now that they're fully healthy, I mean, even when Cherry came back, Moran's went down. He missed a couple games. But now I think they're, unless something's happened here this week, I think they're fully intact. I mean, I kind of felt like they were favorites coming out of the South from the very beginning. Other than them in Scottsburg, but it's I don't know. This is to me.
Scottsburg does have a little, they've got Wyatt Zellers in there, who's a legit 6'8", 6'9". He can help, and their defense is, man, their defense is really tough.
So to me, the number one semi-state from a spectator standpoint is 4A South.
Yes.
Number two is 3A South.
Agree.
In terms of just the matchups, the different ways it could go, I mean, I'm still digging the part two to Brownstown game. I'm going to be at Southport. So, but I think this 3A South is could go a lot of different ways. And I think this is, I mean, you can't count Danville out from a, they are the least tested of the bunch, I think. And I don't know how much that plays in a head-to-head matchup with Guerin Catholic, but I think Guerin's awfully tested and come out of, you know, been very successful in the meantime. So kind of going that direction. 4A North, Crown Point versus Fishers, Fort Wayne Wayne versus Mishawaka. I sort of foreshadowed my picks at the beginning of the podcast and my example of how we're going to set this up. Fishers over Fort Wayne Wayne. I kind of think Fishers rolls through this thing. I think they can play any style you want them that you would that anybody could put on them. I mean, Crown Point, I guess they could try to slow it down, but I think Fishers can grind out possession by possession basketball. I think they could run with Fort Wayne Wayne. I think they can beat the team that Zach has believed in every step of the way, Mishawaka.
Man, I think Dominique wants to jump in with some Wayne talk, man.
Well, yeah, I don't. Yeah, I
he's
mean,
gonna talk his talk.
Jim's holding me back, man. I can't get a word in.
I hate
Nope.
picking against Brew.
Jeez.
I hate picking against Brew, but
Gonna sneak caramel here somehow.
I know. We
Yeah,
all know Carmel would be.
what's the over under on caramel missions since they're out?
Haven't mentioned him yet. Haven't talked about him in 3 weeks. Well, 2 weeks.
There was one mention. There was a caramel mention.
I don't know what Crown Point does to Fishers that Fishers hasn't already seen and conquered. Not to say that it'll work every time, but same with Wayne. I don't know what Wayne does to him. Dominique, is Wayne more athletic than Fishers? I would say no.
No, I don't know. Maybe. Not more, and no one's more athletic than John Anthony Hall. I know
Right.
that.
Or Justin Kirby.
No, right, correct. So no,
So
I wouldn't say they're
now
more
you're
athletic.
Keenan Garner. So you're looking at Keenan Garner, Cooper Zachary, Jason Gardner.
Yeah, no, I think Fisher's is probably more athletic than Wayne.
I will say this, Noblesville picked on Tayden Metzger defensively, and they picked on Cooper Zachary. Now they're probably as well of an executing team as there is in the state, or as there as they were as well executing a team as there was in the state or as there is in the state. But
Say Noblesville or
yeah, Noblesville,
yeah.
yeah. I think they did an outstanding job of exploiting the fact that Metzger's probably the worst defender of their starters and maybe of their top seven, and that Cooper's 5'9". There's no way around it. It's a conversation I've had with his dad behind the scenes. It's how is he going to handle that? And obviously part of that is him getting stronger, which, you know, he can't change before Saturday. But as much as Cooper's competed, you know, Noblesville put him in a tough spot. And Weiniger, Coach Weiniger, went offense defense almost the entire half, second half of that game. Now he has the personnel to do it. So, but there's some matchups there with Crown Point. I think there's some matchups there with Wayne too, where they're not going to be able to do that to either one of them. And that's the only challenge that I saw with Fishers against Noblesville was, I mean, Kokomo couldn't even do it.
Who was Zachary Garden against Noblesville?
Baron Walker. And Walker went right to the post.
Yeah.
Now he's not as effective down there as Aaron Fine was, but it because he's not the passer at this stage that Aaron Fine is as a senior. But yeah, pretty much every opportunity they could to post up Cooper, Zachary, they did. And anytime they could put Metzger in isolation, they did. I mean, he was guarding Curry, and Curry drove him. You look, Curry took it personally. Like, he was just going to beat him every time. Now Fisher's is good behind him. They've got a lot of help, but it's not like these were leading to easy shots every single time, but they were putting a lot of strain on Fisher's to throw other resources at it. And when you're Fisher's and you've just got the kind of depth they've got, they can change things up in a minute and not lose a lot of offense. Especially with the way Justin Kirby shot the ball in the sectional. But I'm just not sure what any of those teams can throw at Fishers that they haven't already conquered. That's my only thing. So anyway, Dominique, you got any different ideas?
Well, I do think Crown Point, I think they'll, I don't know, I watched them play Southport last year. Southport had a really nice team. I think probably was the favorite in that game, and Coach Swan was in a zone the whole time. It kind of just slowed him down and kind of made it kind of threw Southport off a little bit, I think. They're kind of sleepwalking. So I think they might be in a zone. I don't know, maybe they won't be, but I think they'll try to, be in a zone and kind of hopefully try to slow Fishers down. I definitely don't think they're going to run with Fishers. That's not going to happen, I don't think. I think they're going to try to slow it down and try to play a lower scoring game. I know they had a couple of those early in the year, like against Carmel.
Carmel mentioned, oh my God.
I think was that 36-33 or something like that.
Yeah.
So I definitely think they're going to try to make it ugly. I would think so. But I do think, yeah, I do got Fishers winning that. And then with Wayne and Mishawaka, I think this is going to be a close game. Wayne is more talented than Mishawaka, but so was Riley, and so was East Chicago Central. They were both more talented than Mishawaka, and Mishawaka beat both of them and beat East Chicago Central handily.
I
So I
think
think it's going to be a.
Wayne's more talented than all the teams you just mentioned too.
Yeah, I would say they have, with Barnes and Lewis, I would say they have a little bit more shot making and skill.
So with that being said, you're taking Wayne.
I'm taking Wayne to win that one against Mishawaka. I do, like I said, I do think it's going to be close. Mishawaka will play extremely hard, physical.
Rebound.
I think it'll be a close one there. And then in the championship game there, I got Fishers over Wayne, to go Dakota State. I think, like you talked about, Jim, I'm not sure what Wayne will do that Fishers hasn't seen. Wayne's going to get up and down, and Fishers doesn't have obviously any issues doing that. But yeah, I got Fishers. I got them going to Gainbridge.
Zach, you got Mishawaka over who in the championship game?
Mishawaka gone.
You owe Mishawaka an apology for you
No,
even.
I do not.
Yeah.
I owe them nothing.
You better be glad you're not going Saturday.
Evening,
It's at
Christmas.
Elkhart. I don't care.
Dude's fleeing the state, trying to get away from Mishawaka.
Bring it on.
Yep.
Mishawaka, if you go to the state, I will wear a Mishawaka shirt down there
Caveman.
that weekend.
Caveman.
Yep. I will wear a caveman costume. Let's go.
I will not be sitting next to Zach.
Put
That's
that in a lock. You won't have to worry about it because it's going to be Fishers over Wayne Saturday night. I just don't know how Crown Point's going to score enough points to beat Fishers. Spedich got shut down by Warsaw. They had to rely on Mason Darrell, Dikembe Shaw a little more. I just don't think Crown Point's got enough firepower.
Dikembe didn't score until overtime, did he?
I
Or
know, he's
second
second half.
half. Second half, okay. They both were scoreless
Right.
Yep. Fishers
Think
over
they'll
Wayne.
put you'll think you think they'll put John Anthony on Svetich or
Yeah. I think they will.
Right.
And I think they could put Garner on Shaw.
Right.
Again, they just got a lot of different things they can do defensively. Even Millen McCartney's at least a willing and physical defender. And they bring Kirby in, who's got a lot of athleticism and length, and I mean, I think Jason Gardner's probably potentially the best freshman perimeter defender in the class.
He's super quick, just like
I
his
mean,
dad.
yeah, he's
I mean, I just
bigger.
don't
He's
know. I just don't know how Crown Point is going to score enough.
Yeah, I agree.
Kyler.
So here's the thing. If I remember correctly, Fisher's played Crown Point at Charlie Hughes last summer. And obviously
Yes.
Fisher's had Jalen Harrelson. If I remember correctly, I feel like Crown Point gave them a little bit of a fight. Not much, but gave them a little bit of a fight. So obviously they've had, a lot of games between then and now. So I think it could be a closer game. I think they're gonna probably try to throw some things at Fisher's, but all in all, I mean, Fisher's is just too loaded, too deep, just hard to really deal with. So I'm gonna go with Fisher's over Fort Wayne. Wayne.
Patrick.
Yep, I think it's I think that's 5 for 5. We're taking Fishers over Wayne in the championship. Wayne's lost to Ben Davis by 12. They lost to Lawrence North by 20. They lost to Tech by 15. I think Fishers is just on another level than maybe at least on the same level as a Lawrence North or Ben Davis. So I'm going with Fishers. And if, Crown Point, they didn't score in a whole quarter against Warsaw. What, I'm afraid what's going to happen against a team like Fishers.
Sure.
I mean, it might, Fishers may only score 45 or whatever, but okay. Crown Point's only going to maybe score 25 or 30.
Yeah, if it's low scoring, it'll be because Crown Point
Right.
tries to slow it down. Now, a lot of that too is how good Crown Point can be defensively. That's,
I think they're going to zone. I really do. We'll see. I'll be
yeah.
there Saturday at Elkhart.
Kyler. Who's going to win the 4A South semi-state?
This one's so hard to pick. You could pick any one of these teams and make a legit argument for it. But me personally, I really want that Center Grove Fishers matchup in state. So I'm going to go with Center Grove over.
Well,
I'll
just because you
go.
predict it doesn't mean it'll happen.
I
Hey man, you're
really want
sticking
that.
with it. I respect
I am
it.
manifesting that right now. Center Grove versus Fishers. I really want that matchup at state. So I'm going to go with Center Grove over Lawrence North to get there. So
All right.
I think, honestly, just sticking with them, I think Center Grove is the team on the other side of the bracket that best could match up with Fishers. I think I truly believe that.
Patrick.
Oh man, Center Grove Ben Davis is a super tough game to call. I definitely have Lawrence North over Jeffersonville. Jeffersonville, great year, man. Credit to those guys in Sharon. Love that team, but they're a year away from being a legit top five state contender. They're returning 4 or 5 starters and a kid that's injured back next year. They'll have 4 or 5 seniors. They're going to be loaded, ready to go into next year, but oh man, I think I'm going to go Lawrence North over Ben Davis.
Okay, a little different there. All right, good. Dominique.
Yep.
Yep.
It's
Yep to what?
tough one. I said at the beginning of the sectional pick, Center Grove making a run. And they got the pieces to do it. We talked about it. Shooting, size, seniors, going Center Grove over Ben Davis, and I got Lawrence North over Center Grove.
Zach.
Yeah, I'm going Lawrence North over Center Grove also. I really like Brendan Miller there.
That's what I've got. Lawrence North, Center Grove. I think Patrick, to the Jeffersonville point, I think the things that Jeffersonville succeeds at,
Lawrence North does even better.
Yeah, Lawrence North is just a little bit better at it. And I think that this will be the one game. This will be a game where not having Boyd is going to hurt him. Was it Cheek? Is it, what's the sophomore's name?
Elijah Cheeks.
Cheeks, yeah. I watched him against Evansville Harrison, and he is in this role. Pressed into service like he's been here the last couple of weeks, he looks more just like a ball mover, like he's like a placeholder offensively. And I think that's going to be a guy that Lawrence North may not even have to guard right
Yeah,
now.
whatever you get out of him offensively is a bonus.
Yeah, I mean, and that's not to be critical of him. I think that's just, you don't expect, I mean, injuries do happen. They're probably more common than what we think, but you still don't expect to all of a sudden your senior point guard tears his knee up.
Junior point guard.
Yeah, that's right. And all of a sudden you're pressed into action. Center Grove, I love what they've been doing. I think the Center Grove Lawrence North matchup is super, super juicy. I think it's size on size, it's guards on guards. I think Lawrence North is quicker at pretty much every position, but I don't think it's so much so that it's a huge advantage. I think Center Grove can obviously do some things to keep them out of the paint. And even if Ellen gets there, I think there's enough size with Spellman and Ephraim. They've got legitimate rim protection. They can go too big as well to counteract Brennan Miller and Kai McGrew. I
Even
will say,
Chestnut off the bench is 6'6" or so, does well.
I will say that McGrew has been playing a lot better since the start of February. He's been a good spark for them. He's also can shoot the ball. It's not something they rely on as far as his 3-point shot, but it's something you've got to guard.
What's the difference maker for you in the Center Grove Ben Davis game?
For me,
Yep.
oh, I don't know. I think it is probably Center Grove is better inside. I think that Ben Davis misses dearly the rim protection that Zane Doughty provided him. I think that even with Tavian Williams and Caleb Milan, it's not the same. I know Williams, here's your Carmel reference, wasn't very good against Carmel. And I don't know what he's done individually in these games since, but he was kind of a non-factor. And I don't just don't mean offensively, I mean defensively. I don't remember anything. And some of that could be a little bit of foul trouble, but it's a difference they play with all year. Obviously, they've not had Zane all year, so it's not like you can. This is something they haven't prepared for. But now we are here to the final eight teams in 4A, and you're going to play a team that can stack two really good big men up against you, and you've got to figure out how you're going to guard them. They're at a supreme disadvantage, and I don't think that they can pressure. They're going to have to turn Center Grove over, like live ball turnovers. They're going to have to do that. And again, they didn't do that against Carmel. I don't know if it was because it's not in their DNA this year like it was last year. You think about last year when they beat Kokomo in the state finals. Everything was a live ball turnover, it seemed like. And how Kokomo's guards handled that, which they didn't. I don't think Ben Davis creates that kind of chaos anymore. I think Mark Zachary can, but that's it. It's not the same as throwing out the guys they had last year with Clay Butler and Sheridan Sharp.
Sean Arnold, good night.
Yeah, and Ar yeah, Arnold, a fabulous defender at the four spot. That's just not there this year. Now they can be, they could probably be a little bit, and some of the stuff they do in the paint, where they're just stronger than most teams, they're not going to be stronger than Center Grove. I don't think. Not enough to count on it being a, no one, I don't think anyone's there stronger than Spelman. But because they've got some dudes. Ramon Ennis is a guy that gets stuff done physically in the paint. You know, certainly Milan, you know, Milan is a presence. And, you know, Williams can play above the rim. And they've got a couple other kids, a couple 6'5 juniors who can, who are physical around there. But it's, you know, it's not as good as Spellman. It's not as long or as big as Ephraim.
I think the shooting part too. I think Center Grove can really shoot it.
Yeah, Bird and Schmitz and Bundy, those guys are excellent.
Metter, Chestnuts hit shots off the bench. Yeah, they got a lot going there. But I wouldn't be shocked if Ben Davis won either.
Oh, heck no. No. And that's the thing. They're gonna, if they can force Wyndham to do nothing but shoot jumpers, then they're gonna be in good shape. If Wyndham can get in the paint and score and do different things, you know, that's, and I do think that's kind of some of the stuff they miss, where last year they always had two playmakers on the floor because they always had basically Sharp and Zachary on the floor at the same time. Wyndham's not as present of a passer. Certainly not as present of a passer as what Sharp was. But again, it becomes like a sliding scale. Last year, Zachary was probably their best passer. I'm sorry. Sharp was their best passer. Zachary was their second best passer.
They had Butler too, so
Yeah,
do
and
that.
you know, and Wyndham, when he puts the ball on the floor, he's looking to score. That's not to say he's not that he's selfish. It's just it's a vision and an awareness thing.
So two of my reasons for picking Ben Davis over Center Grove, one, a lot of these kids have championship experience, been there, done that sort of thing. And in the
No question.
last month, Center Grove, no fault of their own, they won their games what they're supposed to, all good. They went up against Floyd Central. They played Mooresville, a 1-point win against Brownsburg, Columbus North, Mooresville again, Bloomington North, Martinsville. Okay, they won. They did their job. That's all good. Ben Davis, over the last month, they've played Attucks, Zionsville, Lawrence North, Cathedral, Tech, Pike, New Pal. So I'm also kind of factoring in their schedule to where I think they've had it a little tougher, a little more battle tested.
Didn't they play Jeffersonville?
They did. They beat him by 16 at
Yeah.
home. Well, and
I watched.
look, as weird of a year as Brownsburg had it, they're still a tough, that's still a tough
Yeah.
game. And
Like I said,
Avon.
they won their games they're supposed to, so credit to them. That's no fault of their own. But I just feel like Ben Davis is a little more battle tested overall.
Yeah. But I don't know that that's, I don't know that it moves the needle so much. I mean, I would look at it more of a personnel thing. Like, you know, again, if Ben Davis can create turnovers, then Center Grove's going to be in trouble, because if Ben Davis can take a lead, then Center Grove's going to have to go out and guard him. And I think at that point, Ben Davis has an advantage.
I still can't get over how Center Grove lost to Fishers.
Oh,
I
you mean
mean
just
that.
how it happened?
Oh, I mean they had a beat twice. I mean,
they need that revenge game.
it was over.
They need it.
You know, in their early season struggle, Coach Hahn and I talked not specifically about that, but it did come up. They changed their offensive style over Christmas break, if not a little sooner, to better suit their personnel. And it
Well, they
certainly
haven't lost
worked.
since then.
Not really. Yeah. I mean, if it, yeah, if the timing is Christmas, then they definitely haven't lost. If it was after the Warren Central game, then the really loss is overtime loss to Fishers. That by accounts here, they gave away.
Well, they definitely gave it away twice.
Yeah. I mean, Patrick, the Ben Davis pick over Center Grove is
It's a pick 'em. It's almost a
that's a good
coin
pick.
flip.
Yeah, absolutely. It is wholeheartedly a coin flip. I think this whole feel bad saying this about Sharon's group, but I think that's the only thing is Lawrence North is the favorite against Jeffersonville. The rest of these matchups are degrees of separation.
Yeah, and if everybody sticks around for Lawrence North, I mean, that's a potentially one versus two or two top three or four teams next year. That game, Jeffersonville and
Oh,
Lawrence
Jeff and
North.
Lawrence North. Yeah, I don't think anybody's going anywhere. I don't think Robinson's leaving for a prep school. I don't think that's happening. I know we've discussed that internally, but we're going to get those rumors every. Oh, there was a rumor 2 years ago he was transferring to Greenfield. So,
Ooh.
huh?
Maybe he'll go to Carmel, Jim.
No, I don't think no. All right, well, that's all of it. We got everything in, so Kyler can wrap up his IU stuff for tomorrow.
Yeah, good job, guys. Good team win here.
Good team win. Yeah, we started late, ended early, a little earlier. Patrick, where are you're going to see more? Dominique, where are you going?
Elkhart.
Zach's running away.
Yep,
Fleeing.
he's got to pick up my slack.
Yep.
I can't wait for Zach to get to Florida and stand in all sit in all those lines that I've been seeing on TikTok. Where are you going, Zach?
West Palm.
Yeah, you're screwed. Good luck.
Lines.
No.
Where are the lines at?
Lines traffic and lines at different beaches and different amusement parks and
We're staying away from amusement parks.
Zach
staying away
wants to
from you.
stay out of Indiana when Mishawaka goes to the state finals.
Mishawaka's going to state finals.
Yep.
Seeing as how none of us picked him ever. Any of us pick him in anything?
No.
I don't think
No,
so.
we all pick South Bend Riley.
And we all picked East Chicago last
We
week.
all.
I did not.
Patrick
Well,
didn't.
sorry,
Patrick.
Patrick did not.
Patrick will go in on a. He'll be the. He's the Captain Caveman. Going back to the cartoon that none of you guys are old enough to
Patrick
remember.
reverse jinx did not work last weekend.
Yeah, tough. But next year, East Chicago coming back strong in 3A.
Kyler,
Yeah,
are you going anywhere Saturday, or we got Big Ten stuff, or?
It's TBD for me right now, so probably looking more like a stream day for me.
Yeah, remember if you yeah, I would say obviously you could stream the IU game, but not at Newcastle. So,
Nope.
no, you cannot. No, you
Elkhart has
cannot.
Wi-Fi. Let's go.
Found that out the hard way.
Streaming is paid for this week or no?
Yes, get the pass, $20. Watch all the games. There's 24 games, less than $1 a game. Don't buy one game for $12.
Ooh. Yeah, just
$20, get the
that's not worth
pass.
it. While you're shouting out schools and locations, man, Seymour, Southern Hospitality, the best.
Yeah. You know,
Pizzas, Subways, all a great media room,
I've
internet,
been
it's cool,
there
good
tournament.
stuff.
I think I've been there tournament time twice, and both times were exceptional experiences. I've been to many regular season games there. But yeah, just tournament time. Fun stuff. I'm looking forward to it. These games are a lot of good matchups. Definitely, I'm buying the package, even though. I mean, I'm going to watch games while I'm other places. So I
Yep,
will figure out a way to get Wi-Fi at Southport. So,
I'm getting the package as well.
yep. We can watch them later in the day too, if need be. All right, guys, good job. Any lasting closing thoughts?
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Nothing.
All right. Well, everybody go out, watch semi-state action, get to games if you haven't already done so. I don't know if there's any sold out situations. Have we seen any information on sellouts?
I have not.
Other than West Palm Beach being shut completely down.
Yep, shut down.
No, there'll be a lot of purple and gold in Seymour, though.
No doubt. No doubt. All right, guys, have fun. Enjoy the games. Be safe traveling.